not Scott Kunith. He's a guy you wanna be with. No, 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 not without. When you're looking to sell a house, same goes if you're buying. Don't even start trying if Scott's not in your corner. Oh, don't say that I didn't warn ya. He knows real estate so well, he could write the manual. He works for Coldwell Banker Weir Manual. Scott Kunith is absolutely essential if you're buying or you're selling residential. Oh, 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 Scott Kunith. Call him 248-797-7746. You're just the person he'd love to get an email from. SKUNNATH at CBWM.com. Scott Kunith. Yeah.
The best of Drew and Mike, brought to you by Scott Kunith from CBWM, Coldwell Banker Weir Manual, 248-797-7746 to reach or text our rising star, Scott Kunith, S. Kunith at CBWM. And before we get to the best of, has anybody looked at the Free Press Film Festival?
Yeah, there are so many movies.
I know, there always are.
I was overwhelmed by the list.
I'm from the Free Press. What's up my butt?
Oh, I love that drop. I haven't heard that one in a long time.
Is it like Sundance now?
Oh.
Not on that order?
Trudy, I went to print out the list and it said it was 17 pages. So I just I'm just going to bookmark this.
Whoa.
But there's a Probert one. There's Alice Cooper. There's Cream Magazine.
There's a Freaks and Geeks one.
At the Cream Magazine?
Yeah. Did you watch Freaks and Geeks?
I've seen Freaks and Geeks.
It's such a good show.
Yeah. I mean, so many people are on it. Yeah. Isn't Rogan on that?
Seth Rogen, yep. And James Franco.
And Jason Segel.
Yeah.
And wasn't Apatow, wasn't that his project?
He was one of the guys, yeah. Paul Feig? Or...
Brent Hodges' affectionate portrait of the beloved short-lived Michigan set high school dramedy Freaks and Geeks features interviews with show's stars and creators and argues for the enduring significance of Freaks and Geeks.
How about this documentary, Brotherhood of Skiing? The National Brotherhood of Skiers, dedicated to creating a welcoming space for people of color on the slopes.
Nice.
Black people skiing?
Sure.
This is a documentary? Oh.
There's also, how many Richard Pryor documentaries are there?
Oh, this is the one his ex-wife's doing?
Double feature.
I just saw it.
She just did an interview about it, talking about how he had no shame about banging Marlon Brando.
Yeah, I saw someone recently, within the last week or so, and I thought it was really interesting. And she was in it quite a bit. And yeah, she pretty much just said he was just open about everything. He didn't care.
Well, then why didn't we hear about it?
Not until Quincy Jones notarized it.
I know, that's exactly.
Right. I remember his daughter was very upset.
Right, and she's in trouble for that.
They just don't seem like each other's type.
Not very gay friendly to be upset about it.
Right. They don't seem like they would be each other's type.
That's weird.
Although they're both very mercurial.
I know, but I'm just thinking age difference, race difference, build.
Yeah, build was the main thing I was thinking of. Although in 1980, Brando wasn't that huge, although I think he was pretty huge. What's this live from the AstroTurf? Alice Cooper parted ways with his original band in 75. Superfan and Dallas-based Good Record Store owner Chris Penn convinced the surviving members to reunite on the tiny pink turf-covered stage at his store for a secret performance.
Hmm.
I know his guitar player died. Glenn Buxton?
Oh, yeah.
My name is Chris Penn. I decided to pursue Dennis Dunaway for a book signing.
I knew that Michael would be willing and ready to go. We were able to get Neil.
We never knew if Alice Cooper was going to come.
Okay, this guy's genuine fan.
All these guys wrote the songs you know and love. Michael Bruce, the Platinum God, Neil Smith, Dennis Dunaway.
Alice Cooper!
Showed up.
There's no bigger celebrated, honored, feted.
Everyone knows that music tugs at your soul.
It was terrifying.
Wow.
That's your freaking dream, for God's sake.
Boy, sound pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Wow, such a small venue, too.
I know, that's kind of wild. I'd like to see that.
Have you ever heard of...
There's a Miles Davis doc.
Have you heard of Desolation Center?
You know, I saw that. That's the movie. They're talking about the music and art that led to Burning Man and Coachella. And
Lollapalooza.
Yeah, I want to look into that.
Sonic Youth, Meat Puppets played it. I don't know, that one looks interesting.
Yeah, that might be. Could be.
I'll see that.
I'm not sure I understand the connection, but I want to find out.
They're screening it at Third Man?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. There's so much stuff to do.
The legendary promoters of rock. Rock promoters get a little credit.
Sure, this is like your rock festival that you wanted to do, your rock doc festival.
I know, there are quite a few. Frank Barcelona helped rise skyrocket the Rolling Stones, David Bowie and Bon Jovi into superstardom is among the colorful figures featured in this fascinating history of an overlooked part of the music industry. Standing in the Shadows of Motown is playing? That's not new. Oh, this is Spinal Tap. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What? Why are these old movies coming? But not that I'm not happy about it, but you're right. That's what I thought would be fun to do, to bring all the rock and roll movies into one film festival, even though they're not... new. I mean, you get a couple new ones to go along with the old ones. Hmm. Bring a few people in for Q&As and interviews. Tough Guy, the Bob Probert story. That's the one I think they'll get a ton of interest around here. God, he was loved.
There's one called Jump Shot. Do you know what that's about?
I do not.
Basketball?
The guy that invented the modern day jump shot.
Invented?
In the early 1940s. Yes.
I'm not sure how
you... looked like he could... pull off a good jump shot.
And boom goes the dynamite.
How do you fill a whole documentary about inventing the jump shot?
Kenny Sailors introduced the modern-day jump shot
to
basketball.
It's just a guy that tried to jump.
But then he retreated into the Alaskan wilderness, Drew. There's so much conflict.
I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I care about that.
Oh.
What about Mike Wallace that I think looks really good? Mike Wallace is here.
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mike Wallace was fantastic.
He's fascinating, and he's talked to so many people.
Area 51 and Flying Saucers. Always interesting.
Something for everyone.
So, yeah, we'll hopefully round up a couple people associated with. There's some actual audio from the movie, Area 51 and Flying Saucers.
Sounds like the beginning of the Scooby-Doo theme.
Yeah.
No, that's this is specifically written for this documentary.
Composed.
We have coming up on the best of Drew and Mike, R. Kelly. Oh, the iPads.
Yeah, it was one of the first stories about his cult and his sex cult.
Yeah, about his iPad collection.
Yeah,
I know, that was a
cute story.
Because he
didn't know how to upload it to the cloud.
So he just bought new iPads all the time.
Which you know they're somewhere.
It should be
entered into evidence.
That's why I think these things are floating around and discovered so often, because people just walked off with an iPad, and who would notice when there's 500 of them full? The Little Caesars Arena Tour, before it was open, this was a legendary event because it took so long because some people were asking a lot of questions, and we started making fun of the questions, and Matt was asking the questions, so he told Mickey Redman on us, and anyway, I think he may be involved in this recap. Brandon versus India. His dog was poisoned?
Oh, yes. I believe that was regarding the treats.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Try to get that refund.
Tiger Woods arrest videos and the origin of Arm Pizza.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Which I remember that very well.
What a great news story that was. Huh.
And all of the best of as you start your day with us, hopefully, as you prepare to plunk down and watch all the March Madness all day long. But the best of first brought to you by Scott Kunith. 26 years of advertising and sales experience. Realtor Scott Kunith says the biggest contributor to stress is lack of communication, which is why he will call you back in a timely manner. If you like to text, he's fine with that. He'll keep you informed through every step of the buying or selling process. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. He's moving a lot of property now. His word is his guarantee. He is the Rising Star winner for 2018 of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual. That's a lot of people. Call, text, or email Realtor Scott Kunath if you would like to know what your home is worth or you want help in finding a new one or you want to refer someone to Scott. 248-797-7746. 248-797-7746. Or email Scott at skunath at CBWM. SKUNNATH. And now on with the best of Drew and Mike. It's an interesting day today because we actually had to get up early, which is unusual.
Oh, you got up early for that?
Well, that was early for me. We took a tour of the new arena with Mickey.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And I have to say, I'd like to talk about the arena, but 20 minutes in, I got far more fascinated because my friend Matt Riley was asking so many questions. And I was just, you know, sometimes I forget how quickly his mind works and how fascinated and curious he is.
About everything.
But he's got to be the most curious person on the planet Earth. He's amazing. I mean, he's an incredible guy. I admit to this. We've done much traveling together. Ooh.
Hot.
And when I get to the airport, I turn my brain off because he is like 10 steps ahead of me. So I just turn my brain off. I just figure, why waste any effort?
Just get in line and follow
him. Just follow him.
Yeah.
I said he could have run that tour because he was answering questions from, well, I was asking because he knew all the price points of every seat.
Well, there was the one thing where, you know, they showed us where all the kegs are.
Yes, the tap
keg
room.
Lines, the beer lines or whatever. Yeah. And the guy, Cullen, who was a great tour guide, he's in charge of safety, they're a great guy. Cullen said that if the line is emptied, it would take 2.5 kegs of beer to get the line
moving again. All the way through, yeah.
And then Matt and Mickey then became fascinated over how many cases of beer are there in 2.5 kegs. But this is after Matt. by the way, Matt told on Mark and I for making fun of his questions. He told Mickey on us.
He got very mad.
Yes. He was pushing back by the end of the tour.
Really?
Mickey was very amused. He knew exactly what this meant. He meant podcast material was being created.
I'll explain why.
The beer math part is pretty interesting.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. There was an answer. I was so fascinated by the question that I never heard the answer. But some of the questions, for example, he wanted to know if you could rent the Wings practice facility, which we saw in the off season, which is I'm just stunned that he would even ask that. But he probably wanted. He was thinking it'd be fun to get some guys to play hockey. Then he wanted to know
which, by the way, isn't that three stories underground, the practice facility?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a miniature rink. They're going to use it for the Little Caesars hockey, you know, the juniors.
But the question.
Really, really wild.
Matt got furious. He feels he's being misquoted on this question, but I could have sworn that when they told us the locker room was 25,000 square feet, he wanted to know if the sauna was part of the 25,000 square feet. And he swears.
Isn't it usually?
Well, who cares? I mean, the sauna, that's what, how many hundred feet
sounds
is
like he was
that?
Trying to buy it.
Yeah, I think in his mind, he probably always is thinking that way. I know he's going to demand a correction on that question, but I swear that's how I heard it. But Mark, the question about the flooring.
Oh, that was, that was after the blow up about the sauna question.
That was after too. I was told on.
Yeah. Well, so the reason he found out about the sauna was because then we saw the Pistons locker room and some smartass in the group asked how many square feet it was. And Cullen answered, because I think it's 9,500 for the Pistons locker room. And somebody else in the group said, does that include the sauna?
Oh.
And it crept up on him really slowly, and then he got really, then he started the pushback, as he should have.
Got pretty strong. No, I didn't mind. I didn't mind at all. He's fascinating as hell, I mean, honestly.
Oh, he asked all the best questions. But then we went upstairs to where his seats are and where that lobby kind of area is. I think I wrote it down because I didn't want to misquote it. Oh, he's looking at the floor because they didn't put the carpet in. He goes, is this going to be terrazzo?
It's a good question.
By that point, I was just, I don't know. I don't mean this because it was a fabulous tour, and it really was interesting. I can say awesome. Nothing but good things about it, but it might be the last tour I ever take of anything.
It was long.
It was long.
How long do you think it was, Trudy, from beginning to end?
Let's see. It's a huge facility, so And it seems like you'd have to gather first, and that would take some time. Yep, the clock would tick.
Good call.
So, you know, it was an hour and a half, maybe?
Two and a half hours?
Yeah.
That's you know, I just decided by the end, especially after watching Matt and how, I mean, he could not have been more fulfilled by this. I'd say like an hour in, I was spacing out pretty badly. I just didn't care that much. I'm like,
oh, really?
I'm really not that. No, I was interested, but not that interested. It's
we
like,
could have moved
you
a
little
faster.
One locker room that's got some drywall up, and it's not really totally. It's like, do I really need to see the Pistons? And it's funny because, hey, I want to see the Pistons locker room. And people, yeah! And I was like, wow, I just don't fit in with this group anymore. I'm really thinking about the end.
It's kind of fascinating, though, because Colin was pointing out all the some of the changes they had to make because the Pistons are going to be down there.
Yeah, I agree. I could have been told that, though. I didn't need to see them.
Well, but there were those two hallways next to each other. One was 7 feet, and the other was eight feet because of the NBA players.
Oh, that's
Mickey told us how they had to raise the urinals in the one locker room.
Oh, that's interesting.
For the NBA players.
Now, that was great.
That is
the other. Colin was telling us they had to add bathrooms to the whole arena because the NBA uses a different formula than the NHL when it comes to how many bathrooms per person you can have. The reason being because NBA games have one halftime, NHL games have two intermissions, which I think is fascinating. So they had to tear out bathrooms and make them bigger.
Oh.
Was the bust because you asked if the sauna was included in the piston? So he knew we were
he knew
fucking
I was
him.
Fucking with
yeah,
him.
Okay.
So, dark.
I still understand. Why does he tell Mickey on us?
Now, how did that go?
Mickey was the leader of the group, and he is a fatherly figure, I guess. But,
Dad.
Mickey was going to come down on us.
Here's the best part, though. It led to a full-fledged sauna discussion. That was the best part, and the one Mickey built.
Yeah,
that was fascinating.
And Chelly was bicycling in the set.
Yeah, and the recessed seating in the sauna for the alumni. It was really fascinating.
Mickey built his own sauna.
Yes.
Oh, my God. There's no end to the things that
and
he's
going to that's why Mickey should be on that tour, because he learns something new every time. I got to tell you something. I'm going to be so blown away when Kid Rock plays there and that place is finished. It just doesn't look close enough finished to me.
No.
I don't see how you could have a concert there in 2 months.
Oh.
Less than 2 months.
Well, a lot of the stuff we saw isn't going to be done, like the Pistons locker room.
Right. Who cares? Well, they opened in November, late October, and the Wings open in late October, I think, too. So, it's going
to
be tough.
That has a ways to go. Obviously, the Palace offices aren't coming down because that's part of the complex. They're not coming down yet.
I asked Cullen, though. I said, are you going to be working like up to the last day? And he said, we'll be working the last day. He said, and then we'll still be working. So they won't be done. It'll just be done enough to get the fans in and get them in the seats. And
well, you know, the inside part, inside part where the fans are, that's almost all done.
Oh, yeah. And it is really, it's really cool. It's all the seats are closed. The sight lines are fantastic.
It's jaw-dropping. It really is.
Yeah, they've done a lot of things. They've taken all those great things from the most recent arenas.
Yes.
And they've
taken
their advantage.
Like little things like the lighting that he was explaining.
Yeah, on the stairs,
Yeah.
That was cool.
Really? Oh, nice.
Yeah, so they can completely darken the building, and the stairs are lit.
Did Matt ask whether there's LED or halogen?
They're all LED, they told us.
Yeah, we were told that, but he would have asked if we hadn't been told. I am certain of it.
But it's really cool. The gondolas are the big feature on the east and west side.
Yeah, I thought something was moving when they were talking about gondolas.
Well, they basically hang from the roof. So when you're on there, if you look to the outside, they're the upper seats and the upper bowl. You would think they'd be obstructed view, but they're not because they
can't see the
scoreboard.
But then they have 80-inch TVs all over the place with scoreboards. That they look at. So they can't see the main scoreboard in the center of the ice, but they've got their own scoreboard. It's hard to explain.
On an 80-inch TV, where do I get that?
Me too.
All the TVs are
in. They have them and we can't have them? October 5th. Oh, first game. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
that's soon. That's less than 3 months.
For who? The Pistons or the Wings?
The Wings.
What about the Pistons, though? Because the Wings locker room's almost done.
Yeah, how many square feet is that again?
With
that
the saunas?
He's gonna be livid about this.
Yeah, I can hear him. I feel like I can hear him yelling now at it. But he was trying to say, I was trying to include all the square footage or just that open space, not just the saunas, but the treatment rooms.
He kept me interested in the tour. Honestly, I was starting to really zone out, and then I got so fascinated by his questions that I was really keeping mental. You know, I was more keeping track of his questions than anything else. So he kept me. I mean, I might have fallen asleep. I really think it might be the last tour I ever take of anything.
October 28th.
October 28th. I really finished the locker room until October 27th.
Ford Rouge plant? No.
No way.
I was laughing at Cullen because he's still working, and a couple times he like slipped into work mode.
Oh yeah, no, that was great.
One time we were outside. I think it might have been you. Like, it's just amazing all the trailers because there's just so many different companies working down there. And his response was, "Yeah, and they need to start getting the hell out of here.
Exactly.
Like, we need to start clearing this area out."
Somebody wasn't wearing their safety glasses.
Yeah, you get yelled at.
Excoriated.
Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo.
In front of the crew.
Get out of my trailer. I want the ass.
A drywaller got yelled at for not having his mask on.
Even uglier than Matt telling Mickey on us.
Yeah. It was bad.
Why didn't one of you have a recording going? I mean, you all have them on your phone.
You can't record in there.
Oh.
Yeah, believe me. We had big plans.
We took pictures.
It's been awesome drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really keeping things.
Cullen's on top of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's
he was really good. He was.
Unbelievable.
I'm kidding about being my last tour ever. it was by 12:30. Yeah. I was like, I don't need to see anything more except food and a nice place to sit.
Did you ever watch the story yesterday on Fox 2 that I asked you?
I did. Yes, I did. The Subway story? Was it Subway?
It was Hungry Howie.
Hungry Howie.
Oh, Hungry Howie. Sorry. Excuse me, Subway. I'm sorry.
Did I oversell it?
No. Oh, no. Not at all. It was an employee took a little video of a girl who was stirring the
pizza sauce.
The pizza sauce with her arm.
On
not
her
with
bare.
Even a glove on it. Yeah, her bare arm. It was just disgusting.
It was like Audrey in Vacation when she was mixing the Kool-Aid when Clark went to their house. Do you remember that?
I think it was worse.
No Vacation. But it was all the way up to her elbow.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was just awful.
But there are some great actualities in that story.
Was that Amy Lang?
I think it was Camille. Amari?
Yeah, it's not really an Amy Lang story, is it?
No.
Amy's a little more hard-hitting.
The whole arm? That's sick, said Brian, a customer. I'm not about to eat arm pizza.
That's definitely the
not
line.
My thing.
That was the line of the story. That's
anybody
why.
Tell him that there's no such thing as arm pizza?
If you ever have a choice, I've maintained this for years. If you ever have a choice to get a witness to something, choose a black person. They will give you much better audio.
Oh, is that what Brian is? Oh,
here's my man. Here
he is a black person.
More
yes.
than just descriptive.
Big deal. I eat pizza every day of the year.
Well, good evening to you, Huel. Yeah, the video tells the story, so I'm not even going to talk anymore. No. I'm going to show you the video and let you know, see what you think. A Hungry Howie's pizza employee stirring up a bucket of pizza sauce with her bare arm.
Jesus.
That is kind of odd, if you ask me.
Your whole arm? Like, yeah, that's sick. I'm not about to eat arm pizza. Like, I'm not a fan of
oh my God.
Arm sauce pizza.
Not that's a fan not, of arm sauce pizza. You've never had
the
it.
The video shot at the Hungry Howie's location at 7 Mile and Inkster in Livonia, posted on Snapchat, and then anonymously sent to Fox 2. We tried to talk to the woman who originally
my favorite's
posted
a lady
it.
Who thinks it a, it's a prank.
Are you the one that posted the video of the pizza sauce?
Yeah, she's all fired up and then she...
It turns out both women, the one in the video and the one who posted it, work at the Hungry Howie's on 7 Mile. A manager tells Fox 2 they have been reprimanded, but
what?
Not fired.
What?
The arm in the pizza sauce video comes on the heels of this.
Why is the video video person in trouble?
Another pizza employee, this one at Stevie's and
whistleblower,
whooping it up on the buffet after hours. But back to that bucket of pizza sauce.
That is definitely not something you do at all, ever. I myself work at Tim Hortons, actually, over there, so that is definitely something that... Definitely a no-no in the food industry.
But not everyone thinks it's a big deal.
This is my favorite.
We eat here very frequently, and we have never had any issues with their food. I'm just wondering if it's just a prank that they...
What do I say? There's always someone on the other side. Always! It doesn't matter.
No!
You can have video evidence. But,
that lady loves arm pizza.
She doesn't believe a video.
No.
I still kick myself, man, over blowing that man on the street.
How could she taste arm pizza to know whether or not she'd
I've been there many times.
Her kid must work there. That must be her daughter. I mean, honestly.
The it look on matter. That girl's face, though, yeah. at the door. She's like, oh, cool. Camera crew, I'm going to talk. Yeah, that's
oh, is this about a model search or something? You looking for the next Bachelorette?
No. She admitted that it was her video.
That was really funny. I wish you could see this girl's reaction, because she does. She thinks something really great has come to the yes. door. Publisher's Clearinghouse or something. And then, oh, no, my stupid video. So I'm really curious about Brandon's dog. I heard a little bit of the story. She's got another big vet bill. Yeah. Bill is still around, but yes. it was touch and go.
Oh, my God.
He got really deathly sick on Thursday, and we didn't really know what was going on. He got lethargic. Got really lethargic, and he was just staring at the ground and drooling, wouldn't eat, wouldn't drink. So on Friday, we took him in, and they looked at him, and they just said, oh, he's sick. Don't worry about it. He'll bounce back. And then he got
your
worse.
Vets?
I don't know.
He did get worse, like a lot worse. And to tell you the truth, I thought he was going to die just the way he was acting, because he wouldn't eat, wouldn't drink, and he was looking pretty bad.
Was he in his cop outfit?
No, we didn't dress him up.
That would explain it.
That's why he didn't want to eat. He was just depressed ever since he got dressed up.
No, so we did end up taking him back, and this time they did all the tests. They did blood work. They did x-rays, and he ended up having like gastritis, a high fever. He was dehydrated. He was pretty messed up, and so they gave him some meds, and they gave him a shot to rehydrate him. And we really didn't know what was going on, and so I started looking at some of the treats that he'd have recently, and I was Googling some things, and it turns out I gave him a treat that was just recalled last week.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
For a chemical contamination.
Yeah.
Some Dentley's rawhide twists. And
blame the media? I didn't know about it.
Yeah, exactly.
The lead story?
I wasn't.
Probably found it with one Google search.
I wasn't supposed to give him the treats anyway, because Kristen doesn't want him having a rawhide, because that always has
stuck
a
stuck in their digestive tract.
He's got a bad track record.
He needs some milk.
Aw, did you give
you
him
don't
that?
Give that dog rawhide. It's soft as that dog is. You're going to have to start chewing its food for him soon, spitting it in its mouth.
I'm dying to know, hasn't I told you so been uttered?
You know, I was really worried about that over the weekend. I was like, if this dog dies, I'm probably going to get a divorce, because she will never forgive me. And, yeah, I got lucky, because this morning is the first
That's
time.
Not answering the question, but I Wait. Told you so.
I did not, you know what, I probably did. But he did appear to
Wait a second,
be
though,
a
she could have found out
today.
About the recall.
You know, we didn't know about this, and so until I started Googling this stuff. So.
She didn't like the rawhides.
No,
well,
she didn't
sure,
want him to have them in the first place.
It wasn't the rawhide.
Brandon ignored her word.
But it wasn't the rawhide that caused the problem. It was the recall.
I'm going to try.
The recall caused the problem.
I'm going to try to contact this company and have them pay for my vet bill.
Class action.
It's an additional $600.
You want to call them?
800 number? Let's call them.
Okay. I'll look it up. I'll look it up right now.
But Billy's okay?
Great.
He had a little bit of extra pep in his step this morning, but we don't know yet. Until
wow, dodged home. Another bullet.
Jeez,
man.
That poor dog.
Phew. My God.
Dog's got 9 lives.
Yeah, he's exhausted.
By the
four
way,
of them, yeah.
Max and Layla got haircuts. They are adorable.
No, don't they look like someone's pet now?
They do.
It looks like the first.
They look like my pet.
Look like they're ready for the first day of school. They're so clean.
Mags looks a lot slimmer with his haircut.
He does.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
I got mad at him, though, because they started barking up a storm, because we haven't seen him in 2 weeks. I'm like, really? Your memory is that short? Dicks?
They're the worst trained dogs ever, but they're my dogs. I mean, I did a shitty job. What can I say? Something should have been done. Actually, they did go to training. There was some training involved, but there was supposed to be some follow-up. And
they're fine. That's just the kind of dogs.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Plus, I was dicking around your yard, so I think I was out there a lot longer than we're used to.
Oh, yeah, they were barking for a while. They were pumped to see somebody getting close to the house. Are you down it, Jay? Yeah, rawhide. London weather, hell-bent forever. Hello.
If you feel you have affected product, please stay on the line to speak with a representative.
It's going to be a long line.
Please hold for the next available agent.
What if that office that does the average farm's answers? What if it's Alicia?
Finally.
Thank you for calling United Pet Room. My name is India. How may I help you?
Hi, India.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Drew. We're actually calling from a radio show, but we have a problem with your product.
Unfortunately, I'm a third-party company.
Yeah?
I can give you a phone number to call.
Wait. What's this phone number for?
This is just to check if
you don't deal with products. You don't deal with products that have possibly injured a dog.
Who are you?
We got a very sick dog. Very sick dog with a big vet bill from your product.
What third party company?
What is that? So what? You don't care?
Why are you answering the phone?
Yeah. Who should we call?
So just answer the phone to pass it on to somebody else?
What calls do you answer? I'm just curious. You're third party. That sounds like you're way out of everything.
This hotline is staffed by third party call center, and we're not authorized to provide any statements to the press.
No, this is not about statement to the press. I have a sick dog from your product.
God damn it!
That costs a lot of money.
Is that a third party, too? Are you still third party, or are you direct now?
Well, I can have your first and last name. Can I have your first and last name?
Brandon McAfee.
Brandon. Okay.
Last name, MCA.
And can you please spell that for me?
I'm on the megaphone now, ma'am.
M, little c, big A, F-E-E. Two E's, F as in Frank, big A, little c.
M-C.
Big A.
Oh, come on. Spell it. How much easier could you spell it for you? Jesus!
Whoa, you're angry?
M-C-A-F-E-E. Did you get that?
And you said Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N.
Yes. Yeah,
capital D-O-N.
Come on!
Pull it together!
I'm sorry. I'm very professional. If you keep being rude to me, I will hang up.
How many times do we have to spell a name?
Brandon McAfee.
Until I can understand.
I'm sorry. We're just worried about his dog.
You're angry.
Very sick.
I'm waiting.
And can I get the spelling of the first name, please?
B-R-A-N-D-O-N.
Capital B, capital D. Brandon.
And then I'm about to confirm it. B-R-A-N-D-O-N. McAfee, M-C-A-F-E-E.
Correct.
It's a filibuster.
And can I please have the best phone number to contact you at?
I can be reached at
1-1-1-1-1-1-1.
How many times do you have to say? I predict 4.
And do you have the product in front of you?
I have a lot of the information of the product, a ton of it.
But it was poison, so he threw it away.
I didn't throw it away. I still have it.
Oh. It's locked away, safely.
Dentley's Rawhide Twists.
I knew it!
And
do you have the bag in front of you?
I do not at this moment.
Does it work? Oh, boy,
unfortunately, without the product, I wouldn't be able to tell you if it was affected or not.
Well, you see...
That is the product! Well, you guys, have to be in the room!
You have certain codes.
Dog ate it!
I'm hanging up due to rudeness.
Wait, what? I didn't hear anything.
Incompetent.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Come on, you can do better than that. He told you what the product is. It's your product. Is this going to take 2 years to take the... I'm sorry, I'm just impatient.
Supervisor.
She gone?
Hello?
I like the way she ended the call, though. You're being rude.
Done. Okay.
Come on, that was pathetic.
It was awful.
Bye-bye. That's what people. This is what people go through.
Yeah. Chews up time, makes frustration. You don't want to deal with it.
She's throw talking up your about hands. Though, because they're claiming that only a specific lot, which is on these codes, are the ones that are affected with this chemical compound.
Oh, they only poison some dogs then.
And I don't have that exact code like right in front of me, but I do know that all of our specifications came within that range. So.
I think my favorite part of that call was at one. I forgot what it was. I made you so pissed. Drew dives for the megaphone that he had set down. It shows amazing restraint not to yell immediately. It was a literal dive.
I had the trigger pulled. I was so mad. Well, you know, I feel like I'm representing the audience here, and she's so fucking incompetent. Jesus Christ! Okay, she's trying
she's a third
to be
party.
Civic, but it was ridiculous.
I'm a third party.
I know that was a nice out. Christ. But that, you know, do you think she was here in America, by the way? She sounded like she was here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think she was here.
Yeah.
But I think she is like third party. She's just going through a list to check things off. And
I provided my phone number. So now next time I call up with the bag, there's going to be a little note that says extremely rude last time. So I'm screwed.
Well, if Kristen,
I'll pay the bill. If it comes to that, Brandon, if it's my fault, I'll pay the bill. It was worth it. Was it 600 so far?
Yeah, about 600 bucks.
Oh my
for this
god,
one.
Poor Bill.
They got a lot of the Tiger Woods stuff wrong. A lot of it wrong.
Which Tiger Woods things did they have wrong?
That he was weaving. They saw him weaving, and they pulled him over.
No one's reported that.
No, they found him. The original
he was
first
pulled
story,
over on the right side of the road with the car in drive, but his foot on the brake, yeah, obviously.
There were a couple other things in the original first story.
Oh, they said he had alcohol. They said they smelled alcohol.
Smelled alcohol,
breath, too. Yeah.
And that he was being, was it
belligerent?
Abrasive? Belligerent.
Yeah.
Which none of those were true. I mean, we've seen the video. None of those are true. But, you know, they pay for tips, and
he did give out a couple phone numbers. I mean, that's annoying.
They did. I mean, they got a lot of things right, too. But, you know, that's
no. They,
I'm going to guess that that story was picked up from TMZ, though, by a number of other people who then report TMZ's reporting. But it's just, you know, do people really go, oh, TMZ's reporting? No, they're reading it wherever they're reading it. And they're just basically more often than not, you accept it at face value. It's in a publication. So it should be, you know, that information, I would think, would be fairly easy to get.
Now, here you go. The L.A. Times, in their story of the toxicology report from today's paper.
Yeah.
According to TMZ, Cornell had the barbiturate butabitol and lorazepam, as well as a decongestant pseudoephedrine in his system when he died, which we know that's true now. Four fresh track marks were found on Cornell's arms, were repeatedly a result of medics administering another drug, naloxone. So they were shooting him up.
Okay.
So that answers all that questions. Thank you, LA Times.
And I thought someone reported, though, that there were fresh track marks on his arm.
There were. That's what she was
right.
saying.
But they just they implied in the story that he had stumbled and had shot something up.
I thought they when they gave,
they
Narcon,
even
I when they gave
that.
Narcon, don't they shoot up the nose?
I thought you sniffed it or you were forced to sniff it or whatever.
But that is, once again, according to TMZ.
Yeah, boy. Well, you know, with all these sources now, with all these people reporting, and some of them doing a half-assed job of doing it,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of intriguing. It'd be interesting to find out what news operations, for example, will quickly report TMZ's what they're reporting and happily pass it along as if it's gospel. Well,
they'll just attribute it to TMZ and say, you figure it out if you want to believe TMZ. But honestly, they're right more than they're wrong.
TMZ, yeah, but right more than you're wrong is not that great.
For TMZ?
Well, for TMZ.
What if it's National Enquirer? I mean, they're on the same level.
I think National Enquirer is more accurate than TMZ. I don't know who has more lawyers.
I don't know.
Vetting stuff, but
Harvey is a lawyer.
National Enquirer's only lost, I think, two lawsuits in their entire existence.
Wow.
And there's a reason for that. I mean, they have the advantage of reporting on celebrities, which TMZ also does. It's very hard for celebrities to sue. It's very hard to prove slander and libel. Very hard.
How do you think the Richard Simmons one's going to turn out?
Oh, he won't win. There's no way he'll win.
I'd be surprised.
Going back to Tiger Woods, did you know there was a new video of him that came out?
Yeah.
A new video dropped of Tiger Woods.
I think I've seen all the Tiger video I need to see, but I'm curious if it's worth hearing, I suppose.
There's a few parts. The video, if you want to put me up, we'll see where I'm at. Oh, quiet, Manchester. Manchester's rocking out. Still on my computer. All right, I'm good.
Sir, will you please state your full name?
Alden Tom Woods.
Sounds pretty
your
good.
Address?
462 South Beach Road.
Yeah, boy.
This is Hope's Head, Florida. 3-4-5-5.
Your date of birth?
12-30-75.
Your height and weight?
6'1", 185.
Your hair and eye color?
Mostly brown and fading.
Fading?
And brown.
You're laughing at that.
41.
I am now requesting that you submit to an approved test of your breath for the purpose of determining the alcohol content. Will you submit?
Yes.
His lids are closed. He's standing there. He's cuffed behind his back.
Out.
They have him sit down on this chair, and he starts leaning. I mean, he's just burnt. And he goes through the breathalyzer. It takes him a while to get him to blow properly. And she's like, okay, you can go sit down there. And he doesn't move. So he just kind of hovers around. She goes, or you can just stand right here. Here's a, here's another part.
Two bracelets. There's just I can't unlock my two bracelets.
Do you understand that?
Okay, don't worry. We're going to take those. We're going to take them off in a minute, but you got to keep them on for right now.
What the hell did he say?
He said, can you unlock my two bracelets?
Okay, don't worry. We're going to take those.
Calling his handcuffs bracelets.
Bracelets.
And you just have to stand. Just stay standing here, okay?
I should
unlock your two bracelets.
Okay, don't worry. We're going to take those.
I can't unlock my two bracelets. That's because you're not supposed
to
unlock the handcuffs, sir.
Right there.
And so then they do the blood or the breathalyzer, and they ask him to submit a urine test, which he has no problem doing.
Mm-hmm.
Except he's got one question. What do you think the question would be about the urine test?
A lawful test of urine for the purpose of detecting the presence of chemical.
What would be his one concern? About taking a urine test.
A urine test. Let's see. What would he be concerned about? What are they testing for?
How's he going to hold it? He's got his hands are cuffed. How's he going to hold it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Did he say that?
Yeah.
Will you submit?
Yeah.
You will? Okay, but you can stay seated.
I'll stay right there. You don't have to get up.
He wants to do it right now.
I'm going to hold it.
Hold it.
They're laughing.
Don't worry, we're going to get to that yet. We still, he's got to read you your rights.
The chick said, I'll hold it for you.
How am I going
to
hold it?
I'm required to warn you before you.
We're going to get to that yet. We still, he's got to.
Back it up again.
You will? Okay, but you can stay seated.
I'll stay right there. You don't have to get up.
I'm going to hold it.
Oh, boy.
What?
How am I going to hold it?
Don't worry.
We're going to get to that yet. He's got to read you your rights.
I mean, he's feeling no pain. He's doing fine. He's a little tired. It is 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
He's doing okay. He's very nice. He's very polite to them. He's not causing any trouble.
He's okay. I didn't think his belligerent was not a fair word, I didn't think. I just want to mention the R. Kelly story because it's a fascinating story, even though it really is terrible. And I feel like this fucker is going to just get away with this.
Well, now what is he doing that's illegal?
Well,
it's creepy.
It's beyond creepy. It's really fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, having six residences with girls who are afraid to make phone calls to their parents, their cell phones are confiscated. What was interesting today was Jezebel talked to this girl who has really never quite been in the R. Kelly cult. She has managed to sort of stay astride of it. And she sort of suggests here that it's because she's a white chick and maybe he doesn't like white chicks that much. I don't know.
That's interesting.
But he liked banging her because she went to, well, here, I'll just... Kim says she's never witnessed Kelly forcing himself sexually in any of the girls. So she's been going to shows and having sex with him, and she knows there's all these other girls. She knows that. He never makes threats, but the girls are so eager to do whatever he wants. He'll wake us up out of a dead sleep and say to this girl, suck my dick. Or to these two girls, Jesus. Hey, I want you to start kissing on each other. And immediately, without any thought, they jump right to it. It's bizarre. It's unlike anything I've seen before. What is that? What the fuck is that?
He's powerful. Kind of they're mesmerized.
He's a fucking nut. And these girls, he is some kind of genius in terms of exerting control over people. He takes 18, 19. One girl, she says, has been in this system since she was 14 or 15, and she was groomed. I know. It's just, it's so sick. Anyway, Kim, who's in her mid-20s, says she likes having sex with powerful men, enjoyed partying with Kelly and his crew. I knew what I was getting myself into. The other girls around Kelly ever seem more starstruck and appear to depend on the singer's approval. They all dote on him. They're completely manipulated and brainwashed. She was not aware the other women lived with him, and until reading the BuzzFeed story, had been under the impression all of them were free to come and go the way she was. She would go back to her hotel after trysts with Kelly and his crew, then fly home to her life and career. Her phone was never taken. She was, how nice. And she was never asked to sign any kind of non-disclosure agreement. She was different in another way. She wasn't in the music business. So she wasn't relying on promises of career help. She declined the MDMA, she says, was constantly on offer. MDMA, what's that?
Isn't that ecstasy?
Ecstasy?
Yeah.
She's a few years older than most of the women. She was white, whereas the other women were black.
She's a white girl.
Kim quickly realized Kelly was very controlling. When we're out, we're not allowed to look at anyone, she said. Wait, she thinks this is normal?
That's weird.
This is just going to have fun? We have to keep our heads down. If we're back in his studio sitting on the couches and he has friends across the room at the bar, we can't look at or at each other or communicate with each other. Girls are also instructed to tell on each other, she said.
It sounds like fun. You're not allowed to communicate or look.
If we're in
sit there.
I know. This is really normal. If we're in an Uber and we chat up the driver, we're supposed to tell him this girl did this or that. He's very controlling and manipulative. He likes to be in control. The women are all instructed to call Kelly daddy at all times. That's the second person that said that. While he refers to them as his babies, the women can't enter a room without knocking three times and waiting for permission to enter. They also have to ask permission to leave. Who? What kind of fucking zero agrees to do bullshit like this? He also forbids the girl to compliment each other on their dresses because that's too close to complimenting them on their figures. One day she recalled they were at lunch sitting at a sidewalk table outside. A woman walked by his dress Kim admired. I was looking at her and he kicked my chair because it was looking up. Just super possessive. It's a strange kind of dynamic. No, that's not strange. That's nuts!
Yeah. Does sound like a religious cult or some kind of cult.
No, he wants
he's controlling
absolute
every aspect.
Control.
Yeah.
He doesn't want anybody to have anything resembling a backbone. He wants to control them like they're his prisoners.
And keep them separate and don't let them communicate with each other.
Unless they're telling on each other.
God forbid, could they get, you know, together. And,
yeah, and come up with an idea that maybe there's some other better way to live.
Yeah, or convince each other that this is a little messed up.
Women are also strictly kept from knowing too much about each other, Kim says. We're not allowed to talk about anything. We can compliment shoes or nail polish or make small talk about the weather, but we can't talk about any personal details. She's never witnessed Kelly forcing himself sexually on any of the girls because all he has to do is say that they have to do this.
Suck my dick.
I gotta admit, I am a little bit.
Well, the power.
I mean, it's impressed about it. I mean,
once again, though, it's a lot of headaches.
Like six girls on call.
Suck my dick.
It's wake up to them.
Hey, stop making out each other, and both of you suck my dick.
I mean, yeah, and they do it.
Yeah.
It would be intoxicating for a while.
Sounds like a lot of work, though, too.
Oh, God. And the cost, this is too expensive for me. I thought about it today.
You
got to have six.
Got a business plan?
Well, you got to have six residences. They all live in separate residences. And, you know, if they live in jogging suits because you don't want to expose their figure, they can't really have a job in a jogging suit. How many jobs can you just have a jogging? Well, you'd be trainers. Maybe you got a couple that would be workout trainer. No, then they'd be around guys. Yeah. And you don't want them around guys.
They're not allowed to leave anyway.
Yeah, because then they'll find out too much. And we're trying to break them down. And
you apparently have to buy a couple iPads.
Got to buy the phones.
Yeah, because you
special phones too.
Well, you're confiscating theirs though, so you just trade those in. Wipe them clean, trade them in.
Got to have the security guy outside the house.
Yeah,
in the Escalade. So you got to have six Escalades, six guys. You got to pay.
Oh, God,
I thought about it. It's too expensive.
It's
I can't afford
a lot of work.
I can't afford this.
Now, maybe it's a lot of work getting it up and running, but once it's running, it runs itself.
Well, I think there's a pretty good monthly nut though with the six dudes.
Literally.
Unless you can break these dudes down, too. Are these guys similarly brainwashed? Probably not. They probably just are paid a certain amount. But he's really cheap, so he probably does this a lot cheaper than I'd be able to. I mean, they get to be around R. Kelly. Ooh! Kim said she's never witnessed Kelly force himself. He never makes threats, but the girls are eager to do whatever he wants. He wakes up out of bed, sleep, and this girl and say, "Suck my dick!" Oh, I read that part already.
Oh, yeah.
Where these two girls,
three
hey,
times.
Kiss on each other, bitches!
Kiss on each other.
And immediately they... Without thought, they jump right to it. It's just bizarre. It's unlike anything I've seen before, honestly. If it's non-consensual, I guess, she added. Wait, if it's not non-consensual, I guess, she added, but I don't know if they even realize the situation they're in is wrong.
Clearly.
Kim said that Kelly has at least three iPads filled with footage of both his daily life and his sexual encounters. He records everything, absolutely everything. Wouldn't that be nice if nobody's around him?
It's kind of interesting. He has three iPads. This one's full. Give me a new iPad. He doesn't bother pulling anything off of it.
He's got something hot queued up on every one.
It's kind of smart that he doesn't send it to the cloud, but he doesn't drop it off on another hard drive. He's got it. This iPad's full. Give me a new iPad.
He's literate.
To fill up. Yeah. I'd fill up damn none iPad.
His records everything. Never seen any violence whatsoever, although the BuzzFeed story alleged he slapped one with an open hand for being too friendly to a Subway employee, but she vividly remembers a bizarre punishment one of the girls, a 19-year-old, was subjected to when she didn't perform sexually in the way Kelly expected.
Hey, that's fucked up. You got to be subjected to something for doing that. I got to come up with some bizarre punishment for this bitch. Oh,
out.
Kim said she and the girl were instructed by Kelly to take off your clothes and act like you miss each other.
Take off your clothes and act like you miss each other.
He got his iPad and started filming, she said, but was dissatisfied by the 19-year-old's performance.
Cut, hey. Cut. You ain't doing what I told you to do.
He told Kim to sit on the couch and took the 19-year-old in another room. 20 minutes later, he called Kim in. Kim knocked in the proper way, then walked in.
You got to knock first, bitch. It's like any other room.
Three times.
20 minutes later, he called Kim, and Kim knocked in the proper way, then walked in to find the young girl nude except for one of Kelly's bigger pieces of jewelry, a heavy chain. He had his iPad recording. She was naked except for the big chain. She was running laps from one end of the room to the
other. What? That's odd.
She's doing suicides.
Yeah.
Do suicides. You see those four lines? You run that line, then that line, then that line, then that line. You need more resistance. Put on this big chain. Get some leg weights for this bitch. Act like you miss each other.
His leg weights are all really thick gold chains.
Diamond studded.
Yeah.
Kim said she told her it was all right, but Kelly cut her off. The younger girl continued in tears, telling her, I know I have to do what Daddy says. I have to act like I miss you more. I was getting into it.
Weird.
Kelly's spokesperson responded to questions about whether Mr. Kelly records his sexual encounters. But he says, how would I know? I'm not sexually involved with Mr. Kelly. Oh, really? You don't know? Really? You've never heard anything Trevian Cutty or whatever your name is? You're pathetic working for this jerk. Kim said Kelly's clear favorite on the woman she saw is one who turned 18 around December. She's been around with him since she was 14 or 15. He was telling me, there's got to be a case here.
Yeah.
He must have done something with this chick before she was 18. What does she do for all that time?
Yeah, how can she live with him when she's 14?
Good question. Where's her parents?
Doubt she's legally
emancipated. You mean tell me she's been with him for 4 years and he's never woken her up and said, suck my dick. He was telling me that he raised her. Those were his words.
Ugh.
God. Well, BuzzFeed does describe one 18-year-old from Florida. Kelly. She was 17 when she met Kelly, and none of the other women in the BuzzFeed report appear to have met Kelly at age 15 or younger. Oh, isn't that nice? Mm. Wow, congratulations. Ask more info about the 18-year-old and whether she believed her to be the same number one girl mentioned. Kim said she couldn't be sure who was being described, and Kelly didn't allow girls to discuss their personal lives with one another. Of course not. Kim spoke freely at length for close to an hour. It did seem curious that while she seemed self-aware and independent, she was still comfortable with a situation where she was subjected to bizarre restrictions and method of control.
I've been a massive R. Kelly fan for as long as I can remember, since I was little. I always loved his music, and the lifestyle is really cool. Being brought up on stage, being paid attention to, knocking three times before I enter.
She didn't say that. She always felt out of place in his entourage, she says.
I would look around at certain points and go, are you fucking kidding me? I can't just knock once.
Not enough to leave right away.
Kim explained that until she read the story, she regarded the situation as bizarre and slightly disturbing, but she had no idea other women weren't speaking to their families and they were dropping out of college, that their loved ones were desperately worried.
That's horrible to me. They have no way to get in contact with them. If something happens, these girls are not going to know, and that doesn't sit right with me. I'm suddenly very self-aware.
Duh. Sim said she understood Kelly would probably be able to identify her from what she told me. Oh, boy, she's going to knock five times. She doesn't plan to ever fly back to visit him again.
Hey! After all this, no!
Yeah, she will.
He's really fucked up!
She will.
He's gotten off for so long, it's time.
She'll miss that attention.
Oh, what are these comments? Wait. This is from Dear Lady.
When I was in college, there was this gross guy who became good friends with one of my friends. So when I hang out with her, I had to hang out with him. He was disgusting, and he had all these girls around him. I thought it was weird. He only seemed to be friends with girls and no one close to his age. I realized he would do things to make girls jealous of each other, like buy a gift better than the other. I thought he was weird, and something about him made me uncomfortable. But he controlled these girls.
He peed on them.
Shut up. Get off the comment page, you idiot.
Trip, trip, trip.
You're boring. Few discussion. I worked at Neiman Marcus on Michigan Avenue about 10 years ago. R. Kelly always brought young girls in to have their makeup done by a specific makeup artist because she loved bragging about having R. Kelly as a client. Oh, these suck-ups and, oh, God, I hate these people.
They can get something out of it.
She never asked questions. It's been heartbreaking and infuriating. He's been exploiting young girls in broad daylight for decades and gotten away with it. Everyone knows around here. What I will say is anyone who's involved in Mr. Kelly is free to come and go and communicate and eat and sleep and where and how they please. Oh, that's one of his fans. If you have to state this, then that is a very bad sign. This person could give Sean Spicer a run for his life. Okay. Enough for Kelly. He's a creep.
Suck my dick. Hey.
We go, suck my dick now.
I mean, that's, I could be intoxicating.
That's a little weird.
I know. Especially it's weird, but still.
I mean, if they want to do it.
Well, they do it.
I mean, you could say that to anybody you want.
I know, but his girls do it.
Yeah,
I mean, he's really created quite a... I guarantee there's a few people who are taking a second look at this story. Definitely most people.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just pissed because this asshole is running around being invited to appear in the Grammys and all these, you know, all these people doing songs with him. Come on.